Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary life.
right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday, CST. And every night we're on, we present material about life, the things in life that affect our lives every day. Difference here is that we look at those things from a revolutionary point of view. Revolutionary life, every aspect. Tonight, we're talking about health here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host tonight, Gary. And I want to just let everybody know who's new here. Not only that we're here every night, all of our shows are archived. And so if you're new, you can see previous shows on our site just by scrolling down. You'll see our on-demand section. And if you're not, welcome back. And again, I'm your host, Gary. And tonight on Revolutionary Life, we're looking at health. Your health and mine. We're looking at your health tonight. And one of the things that we're highlighting under the category of health, topic of health, is the concept of a plant-based diet. I hear a lot about that these days. People going on a plant-based diet, vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians or whatever, but people making primarily vegetables, vegetation as their primary part of their diet, if not completely, right? Well, what's wrong with eating meat? If you got the best kinds of meat, good cuts of meat, etc., from the right source, I guess. Most of us are raised eating meat. Most of the people within my voice was born and raised seeing meat being served at the dinner table, breakfast table, and the like. So we've been eating meat for a long time. Pork, beef, chicken. Most of our fast food places out here are all about meat. We have the meat, Arby's commercial. We have the meat. So there's a lot of meat eating going on, has been for a long time. So what is this thing about plants and basing your diet on plants instead of meat? I mean, then we hear that athletes and strong people have a good meat and potatoes meal. That was considered a healthy meal, right? Meat and potatoes. And usually we always eat meat, most of us, but then we do have some, we either garnish it with vegetables. There's some vegetables somewhere. Even if it's a steak, we might have some parsley or something around. Even if it's chicken, you know, we might have some bread to go with it. Maybe. But even if it's a burger, cheeseburger or something, it's probably got lettuce and tomatoes on it, unless you told them not to put any lettuce and tomatoes on it, because all you wanted was meat, really. But use it as vegetables, like steak and potatoes, there's the potatoes, vegetable, right? And so usually we do eat vegetables, but they're like secondary to the meal, to the real meal, which is the meat, right? And we'll eat potato salad and things like that around it as side orders. You might side order some corn or something, mashed potatoes, or something. But your main meal for most Americans is meat. All right. And so tonight we're going to talk about a plant-based diet to people who probably eat meat. And I'm sure there's some vegetarians out there. I'm sure there's some vegans out there listening. There might even be some fruitarians. You ever heard of that? People who only eat fruit. There might be some fruitarians out there. There might be some breastarians out there. You ever heard of that? That's a diet and a half. That's one where you don't eat anything or very little of anything, I think. And mostly you just get sunshine, fresh air, fresh water, and water with minerals, I guess spring water, and that's it. A breatharian. And so, guys, there's all kind of diets out there. But I think the maximum amount of people who are listening to my voice tonight are meat eaters. You eat meat. Flesh. Most of the people within my voice are flesh eaters. Now, before I start this, I'm trying to take an objective look at this situation, but I should notify everyone that I am a vegetarian. All right. So in an effort not to be too biased, to expose the possibility of me being biased, I am a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian for over 20 years. I've been a vegetarian for over 20 years. All right. I quit eating meat a long time ago. Now, those of you, there's probably many of you out there who are vegetarians who may already be on a plant-based diet or vegans or something. You may already be on a plant-based diet. But in my house where I came up, we ate meat. And the primary meat was the cheapest, of course, was the pork. Mm-hmm. If we really had some money, we'd get ground beef. But mostly it was pork. Not only did we eat pork, when we ate vegetables, we seasoned those vegetables with meat. That's right. We put a piece of pork in the beans or the greens. And so even though we were eating vegetables, they were steeped in meat fat as a seasoning, as a way of seasoning. I mean, I grew up with folks who didn't know how to season food without meat. Yes, sir. When I became a vegetarian, I've had folks who said, I know you're coming over for dinner, but I just don't know how to cook and season this food for you without meat. I know you just want vegetables, but we usually put some meat in our vegetables. And that's true, guys. I've gone to restaurants and ordered vegetables only. But they were Southern cooking restaurants. And only to find out that I couldn't eat that. Why? Because the green peas had pieces of ham chopped up in it. Or that meat had been used to season the beans that they put on my plate. Right? And so somebody said, well, let me just pick the meat out of it and bring it back. And I said, no, you cooked it in the meat. So you can't pick the meat pieces out of it and bring it back. I've gone to places where they had vegetable burgers, veggie burgers, plant-based burgers. Problem was, is they had regular burgers too, meat. Problem was, is they fried them both on the same grill. If I said I wanted a hamburger, they put it on the grill. If I said I wanted the plant-based burger, they dropped it on the same grill behind the hamburger. And I said, no, that's okay. Because that means I'm going to get this animal fat along with my meal. And since I'm a vegetarian, I try to be strict about not consuming animal fat or animal products, right? And so I've had to turn down vegetables. And vegetarian, supposed to be vegetarian burgers or dishes that were cooked in meat. Oh, we're going to bring you some vegetable soup, but it's got a piece of meat floating around in it. Oh, let me pick the meat out. No, I can't just push the meat over to the side and drink, eat the soup. It's cooked in the meat. And so I've had difficult, I was raised in the South, guys. And so it was very difficult for me to change my diet. My family didn't like it. They made jokes about it. You were raised on pork. What do you mean you don't eat pork? That was the first meat I quit eating, by the way, pork. And so I moved to California. Not because of the vegetarianism, but circumstances led me to move to California. And of course, once I got to Southern Cal, there was ample vegetarian dishes for me to choose from. Nobody got on my case for not eating meat in California. When I got to California, there were vegetarian restaurants all over the place. Not only were there vegetarian restaurant guys, there was actually, because of all the different cultures that arrive on the coast of California into the state of California from the islands, Hawaii and the specific island people. There was all kinds of different.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key. I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number. I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.